The South African Health Regulatory Authority has just licensed what is described as a simple, efficient, portable and cost-effective device that delivers consistently high levels of oxygen to COVID-19 patients and helps keep their lungs from collapsing. The South African invention is named Oxera, Oxygen Efficient Respiratory Aid. And lead doctor on the project, Dr. Craig Parker, joins us now. Craig, a very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and hello, listeners. Thanks for having me.
How does it work differently to what is available already?
Hi, John. So really, this is quite unique in that it takes the benefits of an oxygen mask, if you like, and it adds some of the components from non-invasive ventilation onto that simple oxygen mask and sort of fills the gap, if you like, between the devices that we have available at the moment, and allows you to extend your therapy from with limited resources into sort of new territory, if you like, between the devices that are currently available. So we've all heard about CPAP and BiPAP. There's been lots of news about that. So there's elements of that in terms of the PEEP valves and the mechanical valve that helps keep the lungs open, but then the high oxygen content that you would get from a normal poly mask or a mask with a bag on it, it's a very simple marrying of those two concepts that's been so successful in our trials.
Give us a little more about the trials and the level of success that they attained.
Great. So, John, we've been testing this device since the middle of the year and refining it. And we're trying to find really something that would be easy to use for the average hospital worker in a hospital that had a constrained oxygen supply. So we've been making up devices, making them freely available to doctors for evaluation, and using them ourselves. And we've seen fantastic results. We've seen. Look, they're not a silver bullet. Not everybody responds as well, but we've seen in most patients' saturation levels improving significantly when placed on the device, and the work of breathing going down. And we've had great feedback from our colleagues on how useful they've been and how easy they've been to use. So we've been very encouraged by the feedback.
You've had to wait until regulatory approval before you could start manufacturing to scale, but you have now that approval, so the manufacturing process starts. And how soon can you get significant numbers of these Oxera devices into the system?
Sure, John. We've been gearing up for it over Christmas with our injection molders and various people. And this week, Gabler Medical, who are going to be who are manufacturing and distributing and supporting the device, they're going to be scaling up production through this week, and really by the end of this week, we should be able to pump out units. Gabler is gearing up to provide up to 15,000 units a week. Might take us a couple of weeks to get there, but we're confident we'll be able to meet demand of the device.
That's, of course, if there is oxygen to use in these devices, because that is a huge problem. I was reading something today that a lot of other industries that require oxygen to do their work, and those industries would be going back to work today, many of them, and the oxygen suppliers have essentially declared force majeure, saying we're not going to stick to our contracts to deliver you oxygen because all of the oxygen is needed in the health system. And one hopes that once this second wave starts to diminish, which it will, that then we can get the oxygen into the system. Does this use as much oxygen as CPAP and the other PAPs?
Not at all, John, and that's the game changer. Oxygen's not something we've needed to think much about in the past. It's always been available as we need it, and really this crisis, this pandemic has really focused on that as a massive constraint, and our hospitals are just not geared up for to supply large numbers of patients, large volumes of oxygen, and so really you're limited in most places to what you can give with a normal oxygen mask, and our device uses exactly that. It doesn't need any more than a typical oxygen mask. So to escalate someone from an oxygen mask to our device, they don't need any more oxygen, and that is the game changer. all of your CPAPs, BiPAPs, mechanical ventilation, you know, invasive ventilation in an ICU, they all require significantly more amounts of oxygen to provide the same or same level of care. So a real game changer in terms of oxygen supply and availability.
Thank you very much for talking to us, giving us some rare good news at the moment. Dr. Craig Parker, lead doctor on the Oxera project.